It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. As I'm doing the old podcast here, we're creeping up to Halloween. And according to a survey by Glassdoor Talent Solutions, 59% of employees feel doing something fun at the office for Halloween is good for morale. I mean, it makes sense. Why would it not be? Here's the tricky part, though. Some people really love Halloween, and some people hate it. Like, really hate it. Have you noticed that? And although most employees in the survey said they were fine with decorating the office for Halloween or bringing treats into work, according to the Glassdoor survey, only 6% enjoy bobbing for apples, and only 11% would enjoy a costume parade. I have to be honest, I don't know that I would enjoy a costume parade, even though I'm, you know, a pretty fun guy. So Halloween, I think, is a great reminder of a universal principle we need to apply when it comes to fun activities in the workplace. We should always give employees an equal opportunity to participate in any fun workplace activities, but without forcing them to participate. So if bobbing for apples doesn't work for your team, consider an activity maybe to raise money for a children's charity, since Halloween really is first and foremost for the kids, or invite children to trick and treat at your workplace. Beryl, a 24/7 healthcare call center based in Bedford, Texas, invites all of their employees' children, more than 500 children, to trick or treat at their headquarters. Or why not hold a contest where teams compete with one another to dress in a way that demonstrates the best company spirit? Or hold a trick or treat contest on Halloween in your workplace where employees must perform a stupid human trick in exchange for a fun treat. And if you're really brave, you could try what one bank does in the States and turn Halloween into a dress your coworker day. Of course, that could end up being the scariest Halloween of all time. And now my fun at work tip. I was at a restaurant recently where the menu featured a welcome message from one of the waitstaff, another message from the chef, and a third message from the restaurant owner. The brief welcome messages were funny, personal, and conversational. The messages added a nice personal touch and put names and faces to people that often remain anonymous. So is there a way in your business that you could add some personal welcome messages in your office or maybe on your website from various employees at different levels throughout your organization to give your workplace a more human touch? And the quote of the week from Dr. John Izzo: there are two kinds of people in the world, those who make things happen and those who complain about what's happening. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, we're coming up to November, which is, did you know, Adopt a Turkey Month. It's Inspirational Role Model Month, Manatee Awareness Month, and Sweet Potato Awareness Month. And of course, on the old website, www.humoratwork or mikekerr.com gets you there, I've listed the usual assortment of November theme days and observances, including a few interesting ones, such as November 1st, Extra Mile Day. The 3rd is Cliché Day. The 8th is a Bet and Aid Punsters Day. The 14th is Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. The 15th is Rock Your Mox Day. The 20th is Name Your PC Day. Mine's Hal, of course. The 24th is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. And the 30th is Stay Home Because You're Well Day. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.